I believe that's our room.
I don't Glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Glum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows are busily preparing for the grand opening of their new museum. The exhibits in the museum are the articles which they received in the boxes from Tennessee following their buried treasure expedition to that state. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and museum practicing his museum lecture tour on Abner and Cedric.
All right, folks, don't crowd. Step back. Plenty of room for everybody to see the exhibits. Don't crowd there, mister.
I ain't crowding. Fact says I'm trying to get as far away from this as I can.
Then don't sit down. You ain't supposed to sit down when you're on a lecture tour.
Well, I'm tired, Lum. And so is Cedric. Ain't you, Cedric?
Mom?
Well, look, Cedric's half asleep right now. That shows you right there how tired we are, Lum.
Well, you're supposed to get kind of tired going through a museum.
You are?
Of course you are. I've been through them things, and I know.
Well, I never know that.
Now, you two stand up and follow me around. I never will learn myself this lecture speech if I don't get more cooperation.
Go ahead. We'll cooperate. Wake up, Cedric.
Yes, Paul.
Those museums is harder work than I ever allowed it was. I'll say that first.
And now, ladies and gentlemen and fellow museum lovers, on your left you will... The other way, Abner, to the left.
Lump, I saw all this junk before. Go ahead with your speech making.
On your left, we'll see an old antique of which it is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
To the naked eye, on first glances, this antique looks like the common railroad spike.
Well, that's what it is. Huh?
No, of course not.
That thing there ain't a railroad spike.
Of course not. Nobody's going to pay money to come in here and look at a railroad spike.
Well... What is it, then?
Well, if you'd be polite and hush up and listen to my lecture, you'll find out.
Go ahead, go ahead.
However, this is an old chisel for writing letters to various different people a long time ago. Now, to your right, you...
Did you say for writing letters?
Yeah.
That spike there?
Why, sure.
Well, you couldn't even dip that thing into a bottle of ink. Nobody would believe that, Lum.
Well, they never use ink in them days.
They never? What'd they use, pokeberry juice?
No, they just pounded on rocks.
Uh-huh.
They just taken a hammer and chisel like this in here and chopped out a message on a flat piece of rock. Or stone tablets, I believe they call them.
You mean stone writing tablets?
Yeah.
Well, how many rocks was it to a tablet?
Well, it was just...
Oh, they must have had powerful husky youngins in them days. They could total back to them things to school every morning.
Well, Abner, they...
Why didn't they go to the grocery store and buy paper tablets? They're a heap easier to use and a lot lighter to lift.
Well, they couldn't go to the grocery store in them days.
Huh? They're too far out in the country, huh?
No, there wasn't no grocery stores then. There weren't no paper, neither.
Huh?
Nobody had studied up how to invent it yet. Cedric, wake up.
Let him sleep, Lum. You ain't lecturing now, eh?
Well, if he's going to sleep, he at least ought to sit down. He's liable all over there and break some of the antiques.
Don't worry about Cedric. He's steady on his feet, Lum. Those are, by the size of them things, I believe if you was to push him over, he'd fly right back up again.
A fine lecture I'm conducting here. One customer asleep and the other an idiot.
I'm not asleep, Lum. It's Cedric that's asleep.
I know it. Now, just hush up and let me get on with it. I got to learn this stuff by heart before the bona fide old customers start rolling in here by the hand loads. So don't interrupt me.
All right, I won't.
And now, folks and relic admirers, on your right you will not...
But I won't interrupt you anyway. I want to get this thing over with as quick as we can. It's the dullest one thing I ever heard in my...
Well, keep quiet then.
I am.
On your right you
will... Quiet as a mouse. Ain't saying a single word.
Well, don't make so much noise about it then. On your right, you will find...
Oh, I sure hate to be the mail carrier, I know that.
The mail carrier?
Yes, sir.
Well, who's asking you to be one?
Well, whoever it is, I ain't going to take the job. Oh, if my back would be broke before I went two blocks.
Well, what in the world are you talking about, anyways?
Lum, rocks are heavy, you know that.
What rocks?
Oh, them, it's got letters wrote on them. You said that folks taking a railroad spike and chopped out letters to all their relays on them.
Oh, well... that was a long time ago.
It weren't no such a thing. It were 2 minutes ago if you was telling me.
I mean, it was a long, long time ago they done that. Thousands of decades of years ago.
Yeah, well, I know that, but whenever it was, I still hate to be the mail carrier. Doggy, that would be a job I sure wouldn't want. Just imagine slinging a big stack of rocks over your shoulders and hiking off down the street. Especially around Christmas time. There's where I'd quit my job right there.
Christmas time?
Why, sure. You'd have everybody and his uncle getting out an old railroad spike and a slab of concrete or a rock or something and hack out, "Merry Christmas, Fred. Merry Christmas, Aunt Maud. And Merry Christmas, Uncle Ed. And Merry Christmas, Lom. And Merry Christmas, Cedric."
Merry Christmas, Mr. Abner.
Go back to sleep, Cedric.
Ooh. I better not. It's like I've slept too long already.
Huh?
Near as I can recollect, it was summer when I dozed off, and here it is Christmas already. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lom.
Merry Christmas, sir. What's the matter with me, anyway? I'm losing my wits. All this mix-up.
Don't look like we're going to have a white Christmas this year, does it, Mr. Abner?
Cedric, it ain't Christmas.
Mom?
It's still last summer. Look outside there. See the sun shining?
Last summer?
Why, sure.
Is that all it is?
Of course it is.
Time sure drags, don't it?
Man, it goes faster when you get older, Cedric.
Yeah, you're right, it does. No. I wish you two would stop beating your gum for half a second and let me practice up on this lecture.
That's what we've been standing around here for all morning long, waiting for you to get done with that
thing. Well, you keep interrupting me, Abner.
Go ahead.
We're going to have the grand opening of the museum in a few days now, and we ain't going to be ready for it.
Well, just go ahead and start practicing. Cedric and me's been standing here all this time just waiting for you to get started. I don't know what you're holding back for. We're ready to listen to it. We're not ready, but we will.
You just ain't give me a chance. That's the reason. Now be quiet and act like you're real genuine customers that's paid good money to get in.
Is this costing us?
No, just act like it.
So. I was going to say, if I've got 15 cents to throw around, I wouldn't waste it to get in here on.
Abner, that ain't the right altitude to take. This is a class museum, and I wish you'd understand that.
I know it's high class and all that, Lum, but it just seems to me... Well, it just... I don't know. Seems sort of sad in here or something.
Sad?
Yeah, just sort of gloomy. Since we got all this old junk sitting around the store here, I just always feel like I ought to sort of walk on my tiptoes in here.
Well, that's good.
Feel like I'm sneaking through the graveyard or into somebody's old closet.
Well, that's exactly the way you're supposed to feel. That's the whole idea of a museum. Museums ain't gay, happy things.
They ain't, huh?
No, they're sad. You don't go to them to have a good time.
Well, what do you go there for, then?
For high-class culture, education. You know yourself, ain't no enjoyment or nothing like that.
Well, I ain't never been able to see none, I know that.
Well, that shows we're on the right track here, then. You see, you're supposed to have a kind of a place that makes folks look serious and stand there with long faces clean down to the knees, and they try to act like they're interested in the antiques, but they keep sneaking sideways glances at the door, wondering how much longer they're going to have to put up with it.
Well, I do know. That's exactly the way I feel, but I never know that was official.
Oh, yeah, that's the official altitude to take.
Huh.
And the more high class of the museum, the more charged you get going through it. Oh, they might be some little old cheap museums where you can have a fairly good time, but they ain't high-class one like ours is going to be.
Well, couldn't we lower ours just a little bit, Lom, and let folks just sort of halfway enjoy themselves?
No, we're going to run a high-class one or none at all.
All right.
Now, let me get on with my lecture here.
Go ahead.
Notice how I talk in a steady, monotone voice now?
Yeah, I believe that's what's been making me so sad, too.
To your left, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a old tin cup.
You want me to wake up Cedric and tell him to look sad, Lum?
No, he looks sadder when he's asleep, I believe.
To
your left, you will see a old tin cup with scratches in it. These are known as hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics is a old-timey kind of handwriting used by old Egyptians and other old-time foreigners. Hieroglyphics was a big step forward as it marked the change from lower glyphics to hieroglyphics. This cup is leastways more than likely 4,000 year old, being in use as far back as 3400 B.C. or 100 A.C. during the Iron or Tin Age. That's following the Stone Age, just before the Wood Age,
which was 200 years earlier or later.
Huh.
Excuse me, Mr. Long, but I believe I got to get on home.
Oh, are you awake, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. Just seem to stand here and pitch and toss. I can't sleep at all with all that monotony talk going on.
Don't be just a minute, Cedric. I'll go with you.
Wait a second, Abner. Where about you going?
Well, I'm going, I got me importance to do, Lum.
Something important?
Yeah. I got to,
What is it?
Well, I can't think of it right now, but I'll study up something. I mean, it'll come to me when I get outside.
Well, just hold your horses now till I get my hat.
Huh?
I'm going with you.
Going with me?
I can't stand to stay in this dull, gloomy hole neither. Come on, let's get out of here.